Chapter 1. A Stranger in Wood End. On Saturday the 31st of October 1964, a man arrived in the village. It was late in the evening. He was looking for somewhere to stay the night. He knocked at a door, and a woman opened it. "Good evening, madam," the man said. "I'm sorry it's so late, but can you help me, please? Is there a hotel in this village? I want to stay here tonight." The woman laughed. "A hotel? Here in Wood End? No, sir, I'm afraid there isn't." "What a pity," said the man. "I'm a stranger here, and I want to see your village tomorrow." The stranger was very polite. He was tall and had dark hair, and he had strange green eyes. "Perhaps Mrs. Harrison can help you," the woman said. "She has a room. Perhaps you can stay with her. Wait a minute, I'll get my coat and I'll take you there." The woman took the stranger to Mrs. Harrison's house. Mrs. Harrison gave him a room for the night. He was very glad. It was the last night of October, and it was cold. The next day was Sunday. The man looked round the village. He was very interested in the history of the village. He met some of the villagers and asked them their names. But he did not visit the church. That was unusual. The church in Wood End was the most beautiful building in the village. But the stranger was not interested in it. He did not go to church that night with all the villagers. It was the first Sunday evening of November. When the villagers came out of the church, the man had gone. They had all liked him. The ladies had thought he was very good-looking. A few weeks later, he came back. It was the first Sunday in December. The villagers were coming out of church. It was cold and dark. "Hello," he said. "I'm back again. It's nice to see you all once more." His next words surprised everyone. "Perhaps you can help me," he said. "I'm looking for a house. I want to buy a house here." "Here?" someone said. "But why here? There's no work in Wood End for a young man. All the young people leave the village. They find work in Lydney, the nearest town." "I'll get a job somewhere," the stranger said. "Perhaps in Lydney." Then one of the villagers told him about old Mr. Smith's house. Mr. Smith had died in the summer. His house was empty. It was for sale. The house was on the corner of Main Street and Church Lane. "I'll ask about the house tomorrow," said the young man. "Perhaps I'll be lucky. Goodbye. I'll see you soon." The villagers watched him leave. They all saw his car. It was very big and luxurious. He looked rich. A few days later, Mr. Smith's house was sold, and in the middle of December the young stranger arrived. He moved into the house and worked very hard. He fixed the roof. He repaired broken windows. He painted and decorated. He changed the whole house. But there was a big surprise for the villagers. On the morning of Monday the 21st of December, they saw a big sign on the front of the house. And on the sign were these words: "The Corner Shop, Proprietor Dave Slayton."